Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp.
We're now going to be learning the halachas of Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving bracha, and a few assorted other brachas. Let's jump straight into Simon Samach Aleph, the 61st chapter in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. We're going to be looking at six basic concepts. Concept number one is who says the bracha of Birkas HaGomel. Number two is saying the bracha. Concept number three is medical procedures. Concept four is vain prayers. Concept five is prayers for success. And the sixth concept is the bracha on a bar mitzvah. Let's jump straight in. So the background to the Birkas HaGomel, which is the first two concepts, is that in Tehillim Kuf Zayin, the 107th psalm in Tehillim is called, more recently, the Pilgrim's Prayer. It's the prayer that was said when the people from the Mayflower arrived in the land of America. And that's because it's a Thanksgiving prayer for those who pass through difficult situations. There are four difficult situations which are enumerated in that psalm, and they are a person who was sick and healed, a person who crossed the sea, a person who crossed the desert, and a person who was in prison and released. And therefore, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, when a person underwent each of those four experiences, they would bring a Thanksgiving offering, Korban Torah. Today, when we no longer have this, the Gemara in Brachos tells us that we say what's called Birkas HaGomel, the blessing of Thanksgiving. This is also, these four situations are easily remembered when understanding the acronym of V'cholachayim Yaduch Asela, as we say in our Bracha of Moedim, and all those who are alive will thank you forever. And the word Chaim is an acronym for Chole, a sick person, Yisurim, a person who is in prison and suffered, Yam, a person who passed through the sea, and Midbar, a person who passed through the desert. A few basic questions. What is the actual bracha? So the person who went through this situation has come out of the other end, says the following, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, blessed are you Hashem, master of the universe, HaGomel L'chayovim Tovois, Shegmol Lani Kol Tov. He has given, he graced those who are obligated in doing good, that you have given me all good. And those who hear it respond by saying, Misha Gomalech, Gomalcha, Kol Tov, Hu Gomalcha, Kol Tov Sela. The one Hashem who had given you good should give good, continue to give good to all forever. That's the bracha and that's the response. What happens if a person was saved by another danger? For instance, a person was in a car accident, a person was attacked by animals, a person was attacked by people on the subway, for example, a person who had a bad fall. In all these situations, they're included in the Birkas HaGomel. A person would say it. Obviously, if a person's in a life-threatening situation, not just your average mishap. And what if one traveled through the desert or the sea uneventfully? In that case, one still says the Birkas HaGomel as well. There's a debate today which is had about plane travel, although plane travel is much safer than travel on the roads in general. There are still accidents, and generally speaking, many paskin that when flying over a sea, over an ocean, they don't want to say the Birkas HaGomel because there is the element of danger and there is also traveling over a sea as well. What kind of sickness were once HaGomel? So this is something which has to be a suffix sakana. A person is questionably in danger. Certainly a makas chalal, if a person has some sort of damage done internally. So this could even mean a concussion. And even a person who's not in danger and has been in bed for 3 days would require this as well. If a person has general anesthetic, a person should say Birkas HaGomel, even if it's a standard procedure as well. There are many other situations and permutations, but they should be consulted based on the circumstance. What if one is in prison for monetary issues? So one should still say Birkas HaGomel. Some say it requires to be that the prison is a dangerous place, but generally speaking, prison is a dangerous place, even in Western countries. What if a person underwent multiple such events in one period? So they still say one bracha. Let's go into the second concept, which is the saying the bracha. In what context should the bracha be said? So it should be said in the context of a minyan, excluding oneself. So that's 10 men outside of oneself. And it's best to have a Talmud Chacham among them. And if one cannot find a minyan with Talmud Chacham, one should still say the bracha. Why is this? Because the pasuk says, V'yiramamuhu bikal am, and you'll elevate HaKadosh Baruch Hu among people, and v'moshov zekenim yaleluhu, and among the elders, among the sages, one will praise Hashem. So this is sort of sharing, like the Korban Torah had to have its bread shared with other people to be able to enumerate to the parts of the different parts of the miracle, to enunciate and articulate all the special elements of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand in one's life. Similarly, the Birkas HaGomel, it requires a person to come out publicly, and therefore people will ask, and people will ask or tell, and this becomes a way of expressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu be acting through a person's life. When should it be said? So it should be said as soon after the experience as possible. It's best to be said at a Kriya Satara. But technically speaking, it needs to be within 3 days of the episode. What happens if the person was released from this, let's say, prison or sickness on Monday? So should one wait till Thursday to do it? The answer is no. One should make a minyan beforehand because that will be after the full 3 days. And therefore, it is better to have it within 3 days than to have it with a minyan as well with at the Kriya Satara. Meaning one should make a minyan beforehand so as not to have to wait for the Kriya Satara on Thursday even. What happens if I miss the 3 days? It's very often times people are so confused and there's so many things going on. They don't think about this at the beginning. And one misses the 3 days, one can still say the Berakas HaGomel. Is there anything else that needs to be done? So Kitzur advises three things. Number one is giving tzedakah to Talmidei Chachamim. And when doing it, one person should say, V'yi ratzon sheyei nechshav ki'ilu yikravti todah. Let it be that when I give the tzedakah, it's like I'm bringing the Korban Todah in the Beis HaMikdash. Number two is public needs. Go to fix something which helps the community. Find a public need in the community and go and fix that. Number three is a special day and make a special day. Every year on that on that same day that a person was saved, that a person came through this, a person should make that day of hispodidus, of taking time to reflect alone and to call together people and to talk about the miracle. Some people have a surah every year on that day, and that's a reflection on this idea. Do women say Berakas HaGomel? The answer is yes. You'll see some areas of halacha where some people say no, but women should say Berakas HaGomel. A husband can say it for a wife. If that's the preference, and he would just say Shegmoleich Kol Tov, meaning he would not say Hashem that you did good to me, but you did good to you, and it needs to be that the wife is in shul, needs to be in the shul at that time. But a woman can say it for herself, and a woman is absolutely encouraged to say the bracha for herself. Does one say Berakas HaGomel on a child who underwent, God forbid, a life-threatening situation? So there's a dispute if a parent should say it for the child or not, and it relates to the language, which is HaGomel Chayavim Tovim. So Chayavim means a person who's obligated, a child is not obligated, so it's not so simple if one should say in that case. And the advice is to say it without shame umalchus, to say Baruch Shegmalani HaGomel Chayavim Tovos Shegmalchok or Gomolech Kol Tosela. And that would be the way to do it as well. Now, let's move into a few other aspects of this halacha. Number one is medical procedures. So, is anything special said before a medical procedure? The answer is yes. A person should say the following prayer. Let it be your will, Hashem, the God of my fathers and our forefathers, that let this procedure, what I'm about to do, be for this involvement, be for a refuah, because you are the one who gives healing. What about taking a medicine? Same thing. Most people have no idea about this. You should print this out and have it in front of you. You're the one who heals. Let this be a healing experience. If the medicine one is consuming is not swallowed, but it's a liquid or it's chewable, and therefore one needs to make a bracha rishona on it because it tastes. In that case, one should say the yiratzon before that, so as not to create a break between the bracha, the berakas hanenin, and the actual consumption. What about after a medical procedure, a person emerges from a medical procedure successfully? So the answer is yes, it's a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, rofei cholim. Hashem heals the sick. Most people have no idea. This is so important. What if there was a procedure which required anesthetic? So in this case, a person which did not require anesthetic, so it's not as serious a procedure. One should still say the bracha. The example that's given in the Gemara is letting blood. Letting blood was not done without anesthetic. It was done when a person was lucid, and then still this bracha was prescribed in such a situation. A side question that the Kitzur deals with is why is that people say it's a gesund after a sneeze? So it seems to be that there were lots of beliefs around sneezes, and that sneezes were related to death or disease. And so in so many cultures, there is such a blessing. In English, it's God bless you. In Yiddish, it's a gesund. In Aramaic, it's asuta, to health. In Hebrew, it's labriut, to health. And the answer the person who receives that should say, Baruch Tehiye, you should be blessed for praying for me. And then Lishuas HaKivisi Hashem, in your salvation, I hope Hashem. And let's move into the next concept. The concept is vain prayers. What does that mean? So if one hears an ambulance going past, should one daven that it's not in one's own house? The answer is no, because that is a vain prayer. It's a tefillas shav, because At that point in time, when the ambulance is coming, something has happened. And to pray that it wasn't in one's house is a meaningless prayer because it already happened. One can daven that everybody who is affected should have a refuah shlema. That is a meaningful prayer, but it cannot be that something which cannot be changed should be changed. What is another example of a vain tefillah? The example is a person who is praying for their child, a woman is praying for their child in utero, or a father is praying for his child in utero. After 40 days, they should be male or female, because that can't change after 40 days. What can one daven for? So the Kitzur says, Shei Zara, Shel Kayama. It should be this child, this fetus should be able to live well, and Tov La Shemaim, Tov La Brios, and be good to heaven and good to human beings. There's also, then moving to the next concept, the prayer for success. Is there a bracha on success in business? The answer is yes. That before one collects one's dividends, before one counts one's harvest, one should say, Yiratzon Fonecha Hashem Lekai, let it be your will Hashem, Shetishlach Bracha Bakriyazeh, you should send blessing upon this pile, upon this enterprise. What if one is mid-counting? Then one can say, Baruch Hashaleach Bracha Bakriyazeh, blessed is the one who's sending bracha, because it's still in the process. But what happens if one is already finished counting? Can one pray for success? The answer is no, that's a tefillah shav again. That'd be a vain prayer, because Hashem only blesses things which are hidden from the eye. Hashem is not going to change the reality that you've already counted. So you need to give a space for Hashem not to be counting your money every single day, not to be always knowing what's going on. Give space and pray in that space. What if there was a drought and it started raining? Is there a bracha? The answer is yes. There's a special moedim. Moedim anachnu lach Hashem alakenu. We thank you, Hashem. I'll call tipa tipa shirat elanu. And on every drop that you bring down to us, it'll pinu mano shir kayaman. And you'd say a section of the nishmas ending with Baruch Atah Hashem Kel Roiv Ha'odai Zetish Bacha. It's blessed you, Hashem. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu is full of thanksgiving and praises. What if one owns a field with another Jew and it starts raining? In that case, one says, HaTov HaMeitiv. If there's no other partner, what does one say? One would say, Shechianu, even if the family are beneficiaries. Does one need to actually see the rain? So for the Moedim prayer, one needs to see the rain. But for the Shechianu and HaTov HaMeitiv, one can just hear about it. And that's enough to say that bracha, that emotional response to it. Finally, the Kitzur throws in one extra interesting bracha here, and that is when one's son becomes bar mitzvah. What's the bracha? So the bracha is, Baruch Hashem l'kenem el'cholam, blessed are you, Hashem, master of the universe, that you have exempted me from the punishment of this one, which means that there's a certain amount of responsibility taken upon a bar mitzvah boy, upon becoming bar mitzvah, that the father no longer has the responsibility for what is said. When is it said? It is said right after the Torah reading of the first aliyah that the son gets. Does everyone agree with this? So the truth is that there are those who disagree with the Kitzur and say that it should be without Shema Malchus, which is just Baruch Shepotrani Me'on Shelazeh, which is the way this many Siddur imprinted, but the Kitzur Paskins, you say it with Shema Malchus, Hashem's name as well. What else should be done? So the Kitzur suggests making a Seuda on the Baba Yom Bar Mitzvah of one son, and if it isn't the Baba Yom, it's still valued, still considered a Siddur's Mitzvah if the son is giving a Dvar Torah. With this, we conclude the Berakas HaGomel, some of the very unusual aspects of brachas which affect us in our very life. Have a wonderful and meaningful